There's a break in the seal where the cold gets in. My house is a stone sitting in the stream of the wind. I wanna say your name. I wanna see you again. My heart is a stone singing in the palm of your hand.
Have a great official video for your song Cut and Run on YouTube. What can you tell me about that song and the video?
Thank you. We had a lot of fun making that video, actually. So Cut and Run is, I guess, what I like to call my pop song. I actually wasn't even going to put it on the record, but then my good friend Madeline Roger pretty much forced me to. And then we ended up making a video for it. So I guess I should thank her for that. But it's a song about falling in love and just having that overwhelming urge to run away and just be with the person you love and live in a van and go on a road trip kind of thing. So we actually quite took that literally for the video and found this great couple in rural Manitoba. They volunteered their time and their van. They had been married for a very long time, so they're the real deal love story. And this VW van they had was just the perfect fit. So we were filming it in Riding Mountain National Park and just driving around with the two of them. It was really sweet because they're so funny and so in love, and they were really excited to be a part of it. So it ended up being a pretty cute video, I think, because of the two of them.
Definitely. That must have been really fun to do.
Yeah, I'm amazed. I have a lot, a lot of respect for the people in the film industry. It's a 3-minute song, and it took about 7 or 8 hours to just film the footage for the song, and then, you know, the hours of editing that go into that on top of it. So yeah, Jordan did a great job with it.
Absolutely. When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, they're all so different. I'm always completely enamored with the writing process. Like, for me, that is such an emotional outlet for me. But I have to say, there's nothing like performing in front of people and making yourself vulnerable and connecting with humans, and they can be complete strangers, and you find if you open up to people, they open up. And I've had so many experiences during performances and then after shows where people come up to me and tell me their stories, and they feel, because I've been in that vulnerable space, that they can share as well. And those interactions are so special, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. The performance part of it is completely unique, and you know, likewise with recording, you have so much creative input, and the possibilities are really quite endless with the recording process. So if you lend yourself to it, it really opens you up creatively. So all three of those are really near and dear to my heart.
You've toured extensively in Europe, the UK, and at home, and have performed at lots of festivals, including Winnipeg Folk Festival and Bella Coola. I'm sure you've made tons of amazing memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one?
Oh, there have been a lot, you're right. You know what, I have to say, I think the one that hit me the hardest was performing at Winnipeg Folk Fest on the main stage. Ever since I was a teenager, I was probably 15 years old, when I was sitting out in that sea of tarps, and I thought to myself, someday I want to be playing up there. And I had just had my first experience as a young performer through their young performer program, and I just felt really inspired and really driven. And so when I finally got up there to do the performance, which was a couple of years ago now, it just felt like such a huge moment for me, because for many, many years, I had just been dreaming of doing that exact thing. And I was such a ball of nerves leading up to it for about an hour before it. I was pacing and nervous. I could barely hold a conversation. But once I was up on stage, it just felt so good and so wonderful to be performing at my hometown festival with a sea of people in front of me, just so supportive and so wonderful. So that experience was really incredible for me.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the summer?
Well, I've actually relocated for the moment at a little town called Caslow, BC. It's in the Kootenays. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of performing in the Kootenays here. I have a few local shows happening. One is at the top of a mountain, which as a prairie kid, I'm really actually pretty in awe of everything that's surrounding me right now. And just a couple of festivals. I'm looking forward to one in Ontario in August. I'm going to be headed to the Moose and Fiddle Festival in mid-August, and I'll be performing as a trio with my band members. So I'm really quite excited about that one.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of upcoming performances and releases?
You bet. It's carlydownmusic.com.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Tiger's Eye. What can you tell me about that one?
Tiger's Eye is perhaps one of my favorite recordings off of the new album. We had so much fun recording it. I love the gritty combination of the clawhammer banjo and the really like disgusting electric guitar tone. We had so much fun putting those together, and we ended up using goat hooves for percussion. And just, we were just having a lot of fun experimenting with it. And the song itself is quite simple, and I think that's in part why it is so captivating. The rhythms are different, and the song itself is kind of dark, but I do love it. So it's got a good groove to it.
I love that one too. Carly, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Close my eyes.